living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Lesser known heart disease risk factors. Maybe risk factors your doctor don't tell you about or doesn't even know about. And so I want to present some of these to you in this next segment. Now, despite billions and billions of dollars, that's billion with a B, of profits for cardiovascular drugs, heart disease still remains our number one killer. So obviously we're missing something. And it really may just come down to the fact that we don't address additional risk factors beyond cholesterol. I know a lot of people out there don't even believe cholesterol is a risk factor now. I think that's dangerous. I don't think that is true. The Life Extension Foundation definitely believes that cholesterol is a risk factor. It's just not the only one. And because of statin medications and the profitability of those drugs, cholesterol is just taken over. And so by focusing just on that one mechanism, high cholesterol, one drug, statin approach, listen, millions of lives are being affected by heart disease, and it doesn't need to be that way. So let's talk about some other risk factors that are easy. And this is the good news about this, easy to modify. And quite honestly, cheap to modify. You don't have to have a prescription. You get them right at your local nutrition store. So simple things we can do by modifying these lesser known risk factors. Number one, we have low vitamin D and low vitamin K2. And vitamin D, as in dog, and vitamin K2 all have to do with calcium. Okay? Calcium, when you eat it, comes into your stomach, into your digestive system, and into your bloodstream because of vitamin D. So vitamin D increases the absorption of calcium. However, that's not good enough. We need to get that calcium into the bones where it belongs, because if you don't, it can get stuck in arterial plaques. That's the job of vitamin K2. Now, there's two types of vitamin K. K1 is about blood clotting. Vitamin K2 is about activating these proteins called matrix proteins in your bones. So they pull the calcium out of the bloodstream and bring them into the bones, as I said, where it belongs. So people who have adequate amounts of vitamin D and vitamin K2 manage calcium better. And when you manage calcium better, your cardiovascular system will be healthier. By the way, a lot of the studies recently, at least one last year, showed that women who took calcium had an increased risk of heart disease. That's because they gave, or at least in this study, they did surveys of women who claimed they took calcium, but they did not check their vitamin D or vitamin K2 status. If you don't have adequate levels of these two vitamins, then you mismanage calcium, and that probably can increase your risk. So you got to get blood tested. Both vitamin D blood testing is very simple. I like a nice blood level between 50 and 80 nanograms per mil. That's a lot higher than your standard conventional doctor who wants your vitamin D level around 30. I think that's deficient. Vitamin K2 blood testing is simply not that reliable. So basically, supplement with it. So, 1,000 to even up to 5,000 units a day of vitamin D and around a milligram a day of vitamin K2. That's going to restore those vitamins adequately, and you will manage calcium better. So very simple, cheap, really, ways to improve your cardiovascular health. Let's talk then about another risk factor, and this is called lipoprotein little a. It is connected to the LDL cholesterol, which is what most people think is the bad cholesterol. I don't like that word. There's really no such thing as bad or good cholesterol. Cholesterol is cholesterol. LDL cholesterol is how the fats and cholesterol get out to your body. And lipoprotein little a is connected to the LDL, and it's very, very atherogenic. As a matter of fact, this is probably the protein, the lipoprotein, that causes a lot of the problems. And most people have never checked it before. We know that higher levels of lipoprotein little a will increase the size of, will increase the number of LDL and actually decrease the size of the LDL, making it real small and hard. And that's the type of LDL that gets stuck really easy in arterial walls. About 20% of the people with coronary artery disease have high levels of lipoprotein little a, often greater than 30 milligrams. We like it to be, at the Life Extension Foundation, around 10 to 20 milligrams per deciliter. How do you know that? You got to get it tested. As a matter of fact, Bill Clinton, by the way, who had heart surgery, had a really high level of lipoprotein little a. That was really his main issue. His total cholesterol was normal. HDL was normal. It was really his lipoprotein little a that was extremely high. If it is high, if it's greater than 20 milligrams per deciliter, supplementation is really the best way to bring it down. Niacin, about 1,500 milligrams a day. A quarter cup of almonds every day, and vitamin C, about 1,000 milligrams a day, will help to bring down lipoprotein little a. Another lesser-known risk factor is called PON1, P-O-N-1. The full name is peroxidase 1. It's an enzyme, and it prevents oxidation and inflammation of fats and cholesterol. The real issue with cholesterol is when it becomes oxidized, when free radicals attack it, it gets real sticky, and that's when it can cause or be a part of the development and progression of an arterial plaque. And knowing this has a way to prevent the oxidation of the cholesterol, and that is this enzyme, PON1. As a matter of fact, when you take mice and you take out PON1 from them, you take out this enzyme, oh my gosh, their cholesterol oxidizes like crazy, and they end up developing arterial plaques very quickly that are very unstable and very prone to rupture. So we need to do things to enhance PON1 activity. The best thing, pomegranate extract. Pomegranate can increase the activity of PON1 by up to 20%. You might also consider quercetin, which comes from the rind of citrus fruit, about 250 milligrams a day. And then what my dad calls the red wine supplement, resveratrol, which is real known for its longevity effects, can also enhance PON1 activity. Another risk factor is called PLAC2. Phospholipase A2, this is an enzyme that gets inside the arterial plaques that are already there and starts chomping up the fat. That causes an immune response in the plaque, which makes that plaque very unstable and prone to rupture. You can do it. It's a simple blood test. A PLAC2 level that's greater than 200 is a significant risk for a soft plaque that's prone to rupture. So things like the omega-3 fish oils, 2 to 4 grams a day, and then curcumin, which is from the spice turmeric, about 400 milligrams a day, works really well for controlling the breakdown of fats within that plaque and bringing down that enzyme, phospholipase A2. So that's just a few lesser-known risk factors. Low vitamin D and low vitamin K2, right? Very important. We have the lipoprotein little a. We got to keep that under, I like it under 10. Okay, if it's over 20, consider the niacin, the almonds, the vitamin C. We have to activate peroxidase 1 a little bit more, and that's going to be the pomegranate, the quercetin, and the red wine supplement, like my dad says it. And then also we have to bring down the PLAC2 enzyme, which makes plaques unstable, and that could be your omega oils and your curcumin, about 400 milligrams a day. I want to say one more thing about this PLAC2 risk factor. The full name is phospholipase A2. What's going on with this is pretty incredible. If you've had any sort of procedure on your heart, whether it be maybe having a stent placed in or a bypass surgery, you want to check this, because after a couple months, those types of bypasses and stents can clog up. And the higher the level, the PLAC2, the greater the risk that it's occluding quickly. And so you may have to get a quick angiogram again to make sure that bypass or that stent is not occluding. So if you've had any sort of procedure, I really recommend you talk to your doctor about checking in to a plaque-2 test. So, there you go. Lesser known risk factors on Healthy Talk. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.